Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
You go and do the sound well. Lift up your hands and let's pray. All of you, lift up your hands. Say a prayer for yourself this morning and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand the word that is coming. Pray and ask God to bless you, with an understanding heart in the name of Jesus. Everybody lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Everybody lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say a prayer for yourself this morning. Say a prayer. Those coming quickly and settle. Say a prayer for yourself that God will touch you. God will touch you. This is church. Expect God to touch you this morning in the name of Jesus. That your life will never be the same again. That your life will receive a certain blessing before you leave this place. Pray for God to touch you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Have your way. Have your way amongst us. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Bless us, Lord. Bless us. Let your glory be seen. In Jesus' name. Mandorobosia. Rebu dabra baraba zindebe kebru kabande. Rimandabra bariku dabra kemu satabra. Kabru sandabra kebandebe. Habru sikebra kabru sandaba. Kabadabra baraba dabra. Kemandorobosi kabra sikabrindebe. Shepherd of my soul, lift up your hands and let's sing again.
Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may be, I will follow.
I have made a choice.
I have made a choice
to listen for your voice.
Listen for your voice.
Wherever you may live,
wherever you may be,
I will go.
I will go.
Let's take it again. Shepherd of my soul.
Shepherd of my soul.
I give you full control.
I give you full control. Wherever you may be,
I have made a choice this morning.
I have made a choice
to listen for your voice.
Listen for your voice. Wherever you may be, I will go. Be in the quiet pasture, by a gentle stream,
Shepherd of my soul,
the Shepherd of my soul is by my side.
Should I take it?
Should I make a winding mountain or a valley dark and deep? The Shepherd of my soul will be my guide. Can deep, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face a mighty mountain or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide.
Father, we thank you once again, shepherd of our soul. We know that you keep us. You will sustain us. You will bless us. you anoint us. May your blessing never depart from us. May your glory never depart from us. In the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody shout a bigger amen. Oh, I say shake a bigger amen. Can you move from your seat and welcome somebody to church this morning? Move from your seat and welcome somebody. Give somebody a hug. Tell somebody it's nice seeing you again. From your chair, go to somebody. It's been a while. Nice time in God's presence. Let's take our seat. And for a short time, we'll be listening to the word of God. Hallelujah. I trust that God is going to. Okay. I trust that we are going to have a good time in God's presence. Amen. And listen to a word that will change our lives. All right. There are things that change lives, and one of them is the word of God. It has the power and the ability to change your life. Alex, I'm happy to see you. It's been a while. Have you bought the Benz? Do you have Benz? This way. The Benz is on the sea. When it comes, give us a ride. But you all drive Benz. You drive a nice car. You will never take trotro all your life. Believe God. Believe God that you drive a car. Some of you, if you have a car and that's the end. Why is everybody saying Juanita? Why? Some of you, if you have a car, it will be easy in the church. Okay, but I believe that God is going to prosper all of us. Kofi kofi kakra kakra ti nkra na boy dey to say cobra yi. And na nipa e cobra organist e cobra. Reduce the thing small. Boy dey to say yaba ye bia. Amen. But I believe that as young people, God is actually interested in our lives. All right. While God is interested in our lives, Satan is not interested in our lives. Satan wants to spoil our lives. Shelly, why didn't you sing with the choir today? You have resigned. Last week, you went to visit your husband. Went somewhere. Hey, Charlie. There's choir. You join the choir. But you can sing the song they sang. But madam say if you don't come for rehearsal, you can't sing. But the dress code. What to? Today I feel like sharing something for the choristers. I don't know, but I just feel like doing the choir show. The dances that today they've dropped. How they brought us Nipa Bear 4 million pay. Daniel chapter 1 verse 4. Open your Bibles. Some of you, this is the first time you are opening your Bible in a long while. Actually, you have a house. Hey, you have a security door. I can see the key. Hey, actually, why am I here? There is something sound at the back. What's the problem? Something must be off. If you go and check if something must be off, because the person there, it's not only that I don't trust him, but There's other thing I can't say because I'm on air. Daniel chapter 1. So the other people, you can put off their microphones and yes, reduce their, make their sound go off. Is it off? It's not off. These people let their sound go off. It's off. Okay. No problem. Who dear will preach? Is this microphone alike? So that's what will happen. Daniel chapter 1, verse 4. Let even start from verse 1. In the 3rd year of the reign of Joachim, the king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hands, which part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring a certain of the children of Israel and the king's seed and of the prince. You are a king's seed. Say amen.
Amen.
You are a seed of a king. Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Even though biologically your father is not a king, but you are a king's seed. Believe it. And when you are a king's seed, you must behave like a prince or a princess. And that's what is failing most of you. Most of you cannot behave like a king, a king's son, or a king's daughter. There is a way you must carry yourself as a prince. There is a way you must carry yourself as a princess. Yes. And that is what most of you lack. But I believe from today is ending in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We shall carry ourselves like prince and princesses. The king's seed and of the princes. Now look at the characteristic. He said that children in whom there was no blemish. Children in whom there was no blemish. May no blemish be found in you. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said, may no blemish be found in you.
Amen.
Well favored. May you receive favor.
Amen.
Now, one of the things you need in life, as you move on in life, is that you get to a point in your life that you will need favor. Somebody must favor you. At a point, the school you went to doesn't matter. Whose son you are doesn't matter. Whose daughter you are doesn't matter. Your family name doesn't even ring a bell. The school you attended, it doesn't show anything. Certificate you have is just paper. But somebody must show you favor. Say favor. Say favor. And I see you receiving favor in Jesus' name. And skillful in all wisdom. May you receive supernatural wisdom. Yeah. You need favor. And you need wisdom. Absence of wisdom makes you a fool. If wisdom fails you, you become what? A fool. May nobody refer to you as a foolish boy.
Amen.
The people here are not responding. I said, may nobody refer to you as a foolish boy.
Amen.
May nobody refer to you as a foolish girl.
Amen.
I say, like a girl, they are insulting you as a foolish girl. It's very, how do we say yeah in English? It's painful. People are good. They are good. And cunning in wisdom and understanding. And cunning in knowledge and understanding signs. And such as has the ability to stand in the king's palace. May you be able to stand in the king's palace.
Yeah.
All these things are characteristics you must have. And whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. Yeah. We should be able to teach you. We should be able to stand in the king's palace. Some of you, the way you behave, you can't go to the king's palace. You go and open the king's fridge. You get to the king's palace. No. You go and put on the Ohini's TV. So you can't stand in the king's palace. You see something, or you'll be watching the thing like a foolish boy. I know you can't stand in the king's palace. Hallelujah.
So God is preparing us to be able to stand in his palace. In the palace of the Lord, we should be able to stand there. Amen. Clap for Jesus once again. And since the beginning of this month, next week, by the grace of God, is the end of the month of October. We are gradually ending October. And next week, something wonderful is going to happen here. All right. Next week, when I finish preaching, I will give you that announcement. Something wonderful. And gradually, the year is ending. And one of the things I will tell you is that, take care of yourself. Okay. Take a very good care of yourself. Don't be accepting lifts. Somebody you don't know, say, come and sit in his car. Just say, you haven't seen Benz before. So you have gone to sit inside. They'll kidnap you. See, the man has parked his Benz. It's red. Do you understand? On that Civic, you've gone to sit inside. Priscilla. You say, oh, here, you can't walk. Just say, your mouth lift. You've never seen AC car before. Car with air condition. You've seen, oh, you have sat inside. That's how they kidnap people. Do you understand? So please, as Christmas is coming, you'll be hearing that they say some people are lost. This is lost. This is lost. Be careful. Do you understand? It's not everybody who give you food you eat. Eh? Na Reverend, na come de mi amedey. Obedey, kono musio. Okay. So I believe God that we shall all see December. Oh, I said we'll see December. And we will cross into 2024. Oh, it will be a blessing. It will be too powerful to see you in 20. Those of you who are not clapping, you don't believe that we can see you in 2024. Yeah. But the truth also is that from now to 31st December, some people will die. That's the truth. Even as I'm speaking now, people are dying. Yeah. Where I work, I see dead bodies every day. As you are walking into the hospital, you see people crying. When you see a group of people cry, sometimes the body, when they are crying, you can't even comfort them. Because the person who has died, that's their son, the breadwinner. Yes, that's the family, the whole family bank of the family. He has died. What should we do? Yes, and we can't comfort you. Recently, they brought a certain girl to my office to console her or to advise her or to counsel her. What is the problem? It rained. When it was raining, the building that the mother and the sisters were in, the building collapsed, and then the mother and the two siblings have died. That is not the end of the story. They have said, oh. 2 days later, the father also died. Oh. Obituary, double obituary. So they brought her to come and see me. Yes, and come and see me so that I'll talk to her. A comforter to the... what are you going to tell such a person? I'll try and resurrect your parents, or what are you going to say? It is well with your soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. Go find our own body. Hey, I don't know where they own them. So I spoke to her. At least I have something to say. I spoke to her. By the time she was leaving my office, she was smiling. Yeah, there's a way to speak to people like that. You don't know how they do it. You must learn how they do it. So in this month, we've been campaigning seriously about people who are on their way to hell. So many people are on their way to hell. So many young people. I don't even preach to adults. I don't know what it means to preach to adults. Yesterday, I went to preach to some adults. I was not feeling fine. I don't know whether they understood. They were just looking at my face, but I believe they understood. Yeah. But I get excited if I have to preach to young people. But I know that you understand my bad grammar. But I don't speak good English, but I know you understand. So we've been campaigning seriously against young people who are on their way to hell. There is a place called hell, and there's a place called heaven. And in the first encounter I had with you, I explained to you that the church is not set up to share bread. The church is not into borehole drilling. The church is not here to pay school fees. The church is not here to empower education. It's good to go to school. You have to go to school. Everybody have to go to school. If you are here, you don't have plans of going to school, you are in the wrong place. Everybody must go to see. One of the reasons you must go to school is so that when I'm talking to you, it will not be difficult to understand me. Yeah. But if you don't go to school, the time we spend to talk to you is a lot of time. You have to explain a lot, and you have to say plenty things before you understand with diagrams, examples, a Venn diagram, transformation, pie chart, bar chart, stem and leaf plot. You have to use so many things, cumulative frequency table. All these things, we have to use it before you understand one thing we are saying. But the people who have gone to school, when we speak one word, they just get it. Clap for the people who have gone to school. So I want all of you to go to school. Okay? Now, school doesn't make you prosperous. That's the truth. But it makes you wise. It makes you have something in your head. Yeah, it's better than being a fool. So go to school. When you take school seriously. But what I'm saying is that the church is not here to empower schooling. It's like, go to school. No, you have to go to Amanone. Education is the key to success. The guy who said that, he resigned last week. He said, he's sorry for saying education is the key to success. But all that I'm just saying is that the church, okay, has been instituted to help people to go to heaven. Heaven is our aim. As we are here, as you all of you bath cold water, except some few people like Elsie who bath hot water. Your shower, you have cold and hot and cold. Yeah, the hot is not working, but the cold is working. If Elsie's hot is not working, then some of you use bucket. I've seen somebody's bucket is green. I've seen something. It's green. And your soap dish is red. Red. The person is in this area. Sorry, nice. I can see something. Anita, stand up. I see something. Anita, stand up. My God. Which one is correct? The bucket or the soap dish? Sorry, General. Prophet is prophesying. You are sitting now. Sorry, General. Which one is green? Which one is correct? Bucket or the soap dish? Oh, Kasa, Madam Kasa.
The soap dish.
I saw the thing. I said, no. Can I prophesy? I see something. I see something here. Somebody, you are here. Your sponge is blue. Your sponge is. Janita, stand up. Janita, stand up. Pass. See something. True or correct?
True.
Shatabataba. I see somebody's towel around this place. Towel. I can't say the color. Color is like tea bread. Hey, you people, wash your towels. But all that I'm saying is that many young people are on their way to hell. It's a serious thing. And we have been called, you, myself, all of us have been called to become soul winners, to win the souls of our friends, to speak to our friends and tell them that the road that you are leading on, the path that you have taken, is leading you to hell. Hell is not a nice place to be. I'm telling you. You see, when people die, one of the main reasons why people cry when others die is that when you die, we are not going to see you again. It's not like we have traveled to US, you come back, or we can hear from you. When you die, Wendy, that is it. One of my aunties who died in 2008, up to now, she hasn't come back. It's not like we are going to a place for a while, then we say that, the way it is, you come back. You cannot come back. Now, when you die also, there are just two destinations you go. Either you are going to heaven or you are going to hell. And you have just made your decision already. Now, these are our friends who are walking around, our classmates, the people we are in the same compound with, the people we call our friends. Now, we cannot guarantee their lives. We cannot tell which decision they have made. It's a very serious thing. That is why we need to speak to them.
Brother, it's too loud. Oh, brother.
Two.
Oh, yeah, the apple.
Two.
Which one? But this one too is calm. But I can't feel the sound. Kufi, but you boy me, what? Boy me, what boy me? All other things must be off. Check the sound. All other things must be off. And the one I'm using should be on. It's okay. But I think the mid is too high. He's doing queen. See if we are in the destiny. The message I'm preaching, the devil doesn't like it. No, this song, you make me shout. Every day of the week, I talk. Oh. Every day, I talk. I talk to a large group of people. No, give me another sound. Give me sound small. Yeah, every day, I talk. Yesterday, I was talking from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking for so many times. So if you disturb my sound now, nah, you have worried me. All right, I'll manage with this one. So we've been talking about why you must become a soul winner. Why must we help in winning the souls of our friends? Now, when somebody is going to hell, it is not the person's body that goes to hell. Hey, you worry me with the sound, though. Kofi, go and be dead till I say it's okay, then you come. This guy after church came through extra classes. Somebody who says he's doing engineering. He said he repairs aeroplane. You can't repair sound. But the one I was using previously, why is he off? Annette, put it on again and let's see. I seriously cannot feel that I'm using... Speak and let's see.
Amen.
So, Kofi, I think that if no person whose brain is working touch it, best to work. Okay. Thank you. Clap for Kofi. Kofi, they are look for a medical doctor for you to marry you. Oh, your wedding, dear crab. Yeah, wahasi. Ebe UK. Now only passport outback. You don't have passport. You think Kofi will marry somebody, anybody from here? A poo-poo. Shy.
Elsie. Which of the Elsies? My Elsie or another Elsie? Is there a new Elsie you are bringing to the church? My Elsie is Amwa. This one. Ha. Nipa a cobra. So I've been sharing with you why you, me, why we must become soul winners. Why you must be a soul winner and why I must be a soul winner. Last week I gave you some points. Can you remember them? What point number one? You must be a soul winner because... So that read the thing well, so that you become one of the stars that will shine forever. In the book of Daniel, he said that they that win souls, okay, they shall shine like stars forever and ever. May you become a star. I said, may you be a star. Yeah. God places premium. God puts so much importance on people who win souls. What is point number two? It is the primary aim of the church. The reason the church is here. What's your name, madam? Faustina. Philomena. Florence. Florence Nightingale. Do you know Florence Nightingale? You don't know Florence Nightingale? Florence Nightingale is the one who, she's the mother of nursing. Yeah. Florence is a nice name. The aim of the church, like I said, is soul winning and nothing else. To win the souls of our friends who are on their way to hell. There are so many people who are on their way to hell. What is point number three? Because a night is coming. John chapter what? John 9 verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh. Everybody say the night cometh. Say the night cometh. Say the night cometh. The night cometh where no man can work. A night of your life is coming. As you are sitting down here, your night is coming. Some of you, your night is in 2 years' time. Some of you, your night is in 10 years' time. But your night will surely come. Say, the night cometh when no man can work. What's the next one? Because what? That is the reason Jesus came to this earth. Christabel, Jesus came to this earth just to come and win souls. He said, he came to seek and save that which is lost. He came to seek, to look for, and to save them. Young people, we must go out and look for our friends. We must actually go out and look for them. And today I'm continuing. How many points did I give you? Four. Number five. You must be a soul winner because God has sent us to invite people to the feast of the Lord. God has sent us to invite people to the feast. God has made a feast. God has made a party. And God has asked us to go and invite our friends to this party. Christmas is coming. There will be so many parties in town. Usually, if you don't cook in your house, It's a good opportunity to visit people. Yeah. Oh, can I come to your house? I came to say hi. Usually when you see that some sound is coming, just go early and sit down. They'll serve you water. Nobody will sack you, but just be there. Do you understand? Before you see, they started sharing drink. If nobody's minding you, you just tell them that, please, I'm here. I've been here since morning. Then before, you see, they've started bringing, if it is a correct party, it's a buffet. The people will line up. Don't worry. Let them penny four line up. Then you join. Huh? You just join like that. Nobody will sack you. God has thrown a party. God has made a party. You have come to the party this morning. And God is asking you that, can you not call your friends to be part of this party? God is expecting you to invite somebody to the party. Luke chapter 14 and verse 23. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in and force them. Force them. You can force your classmates. Mamiya, you can force your classmates. Some time ago, you used to bring classmates. Now you don't bring them again. And compel them. Compel them. Force them. That my house may be filled. God is expecting his house to be filled. Listen, when you do a party and plenty of people don't come, the party doesn't work. Yeah. That is why people don't sack people at parties. When you do party and people don't come, your food will get spot. There are some food you can't eat them the next day. So God is expecting that we invite plenty of people to the party. Are you still here? So you must be a soul winner because God has sent us to invite people to the feast. God has sent us to invite people to the party that he has thrown. Which people are you going to invite to the party? Your classmates. Some of you have siblings at home. You have left them and you are here. You told them that you are going to church and come. Some of you have friends. You have friends. Are they here? They are not here. You have friends. Are they here? You are not here. All of us have friends who are not here. Including Abigail. She has friends who are not here. A lot. Because she's an area girl. She sells gobe. I was driving here. I saw her. I see somebody gobe. No, should she add a lot of palm oil? The woman said, fine. I said, yeah. I look at her. She has come and she's just sitting down here. Nobody is part. Nobody is joining you. Jesus has thrown a party. Jesus has organized a party. And Jesus is expecting that we go out and call them to come in so that his house will be filled. God is sending you. You say you will not go. That's what it means. God is sending you. Go and call people. You say, oh, no. Some of you see that attitude that when your parents send you, you don't go. You've brought it to the church. Next one. You must be a soul winner because people are wasting their lives away without Jesus. A life without Jesus is a wasted life. I'll say it again. You can change your status and write it. A life without Jesus is a wasted life. A wasted life. I'll say it again. A wasted life. A life minus Jesus. A life without Jesus. A lot of young people are living their lives without Jesus. A life that Jesus is not involved is a wasted life. Let me read something again in Luke chapter 15 verse 14. Bible says, and it's about the prodigal son. He said, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Listen, there is nothing that can satisfy you in this world. Yeah, alcohol cannot satisfy you. That's why the people who drink the alcohol, they go back drinking alcohol. Watching pornography, it can never satisfy you. Having boyfriend, you can try it. It's even worse. You love a boy, the boy loves somebody else. It's a serious thing. Ube kuni fi ako sini niyama. Sani boxes na udi shi nsiu mana nsiu nukra chese. Aye, ako si. Boxes akwana share for like 1 year. We see that. Uwa na ube si. Ako sini boxes. Ako sini singlet. Uko nye jwani manu. He came to eat and eat you. In all this, it nothing can satisfy you. I'm preaching because I know that some of you here, you have boyfriends. And some of you have girlfriends. You have boy. You'll be posting him on your status. Yeah. You write his name, Middle. Acquire unto me top episode in Oyaudo. Akwawi. Middle. Especially if the guy has Okada there. Hey. Wife of Okada Rider. That's your status. That's your title. Wife of Okada Rider. Yeah. Nothing, I'm telling you. I'm not old. I know I just turned 19. But I'm saying that there is nothing that can satisfy you. Alcohol can never satisfy you. We. You drink we. Ha. You get liver cancer. Just drink we. Watching pornography. Those of you watch pornography, cry for them. Somebody and somebody are having sex somewhere, and they cut the video. Uti ablekuma na uche. Now cut your head dindi. Kai. Shame on you. Somebody is in America. Adi a channel New York. About 12 years ago. Uti ablekuma fambo kaiyana. Uche adina. She said na cut your peja. Shame. Is that pornography for the crass same crime, mommy? Those of you watch that thing. Florence, I make an own jazz here. I did your child in New York. Ever man on it. And now, Oman your cave has it. You've gone to hide in the washroom. Ukwana says, I did not share that we're in a pre. Crassini, village boy. Nothing can satisfy you. There is a vacuum in man. You understand what a vacuum is because you've all done integrated science. There is a vacuum in man. There is a hole in the heart of a man. There's a space in our heart that nothing can fill that space except Christ. Yeah. Hey, the boys say they will break your heart. I'm telling you. This boy you say is your boy, you are having crush on him. He will never marry you. Mark it. I'm saying it. Reverend EK et al. 2024. He will never marry you. Janita, that boy will never marry you. Cry. Acquire unto me chicken as Nissin crown. Nissin a pro, who cry na chese. Can you not see that if your father see the boy, know that your father is angry? How can you bring him to the house? How do you bring him to that? Last time your father gave you warning that look, if he comes to the house again, you see something. And you've been chatting him secretly. Hi, you have his number. Nothing. Everybody say nothing. Nothing. Say nothing. Nothing can satisfy. People are wasting their lives. More young people are wasting their lives listening to worldly music. Cry. Worldly music. Don't you see that every time new worldly song is coming? Because the one they cut some time ago. It's not relevant now. Again, it's not relevant. every day new artists are coming. Blacko, na say ye jiji fan so blacko ni. Okay. New person is coming. What am I share? By January, February, Akwabi Beba. Your back answer of his street to the street. I remember a year time. Some time ago, I think during the COVID or so, before the COVID or something, and I think VGMB, the one that Stone Boy and Shatawale had a problem. So I think that particular award, they gave it to some guy, they call him Raskuku. Hey, I've never heard his name before. It was that day I heard his name. Hey, Nabesha Akwano. Yes, Oko Toilet cannot get award. No. After you see award, no, it got lost and they found it at Madina Trotro Station. Hey! Raskuku now Fahana. Just say Raskuku Fahara. I've not heard of him again. Award Jusokra no kita. Now they said that award got lost. They found it at Madina's Trotro Station. Raskuku. The street came for it. Hey, I said when he won this award, they invited him to some radio station. Radio to the street. Let me see how we cry. Then to the street. A life without Jesus is a wasted life. A lot of your friends are wasting their lives. Talk to them about Jesus. You can, Felix, talk to them about Jesus. You can talk to, look, say, guy, look, right now, eyes have opened. Now, if you are there, you have not given your life to Christ, you are crossing it. Real village girl. Oba at your age, a young girl at your age, you are in class 6, class 5, JHS. You have not given your life to Christ. You don't go to church on Sunday. Ha! You are a villager. You are just wasting your life. Look, the people who have made it in life, they acknowledge God in their lives. So God is sending us, Lady Keller, God is sending us to speak to our friends. First Sunday in December. If God doesn't come for us to go to heaven, we'll have swollen Sunday in this church. We're going to bring our friends. We're going to bring them. You go and bus your class people from the school and bring them here. You bus them. The people in your school must know you are a Christian. My workplace, they know I'm a reverend. If you come to my school and you ask who is my side chick, they can't point anybody. But some of you, when I come to your school and I say, who is your girlfriend? Yay! Class 1, don't bring a girl. Class 2, don't bring a girl. Class 3, don't bring a girl. Class 4, bring a girl. Class 5, a girl. Class 6, a girl. Form 1, a girl. Form 2, a girl. Form 3, a girl. And one madam. What did Tiako, did the madam cry? When I come to your school and I say, who is your boyfriend? Hey! Don't mention one of the teacher's names. Yeah. A life without Jesus is a wasted life. There is nothing fun about drinking alcohol and sleeping in the gutter at all. Next one. You must be a soul winner because there is only one way to get to heaven. There is only one way. You can only get to heaven through Jesus Christ. For there is none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. For there is only one name, the man Jesus Christ. Only one name. Yeah. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, he said, For there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. There is a way that seems right to a man. Whatever you are doing, you think that thing is right. There is a way that seemeth right. There is a way that seems correct. It looks like that is the right way. It looks like you are on the right path. And you see, usually when you're on the wrong path, you have plenty of people clapping their hands for you, giving you fans. But you're on the wrong way. but they are giving you high morale. And that is one of the things that activate foolishness. Yeah. It activates foolishness and swells up ignorance. It helps you move on that road. There is only one. Those of you who can sing the song. Our God is champion. He reigns forevermore. Forevermore. There is only one name. There is only one name. There is only one name. The name Jesus Christ. There is only one name. Yeah. I pray for you. You see, because you see the stage where you are. If you don't hear what I am preaching now, you will hear something else. Achu, you will hear something else. You will hear something else that doesn't make sense, Christabel. You must be a soul winner because there is only one way to heaven. One way to heaven. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Next one. You must be a soul winner because one day we will rejoice over the winning seeds that we have sown. You will rejoice. You will rejoice over the winning seeds that we have sown. You will rejoice over the winning seeds that we have sown. There is a day of rejoicing. Listen to me. There is a day where we are going to be happy. There is a day when we get to heaven. My aim for all of you here is that we will end up in heaven. Say amen. Yeah. We shouldn't get to heaven and we are asking of you and they say you are not here. We are in heaven, we can't find you. Somebody said he saw you on the last bus to hell. Hey. The last Aboboya going to hell. Somebody say, saw you sitting on that Aboboya. And got all the air conditioned buses to hell are all finished. Either you walk or Aboboya. But now, if you are going to hell and you have to sit in Aboboya to go there, how? You're going to suffer. You suffer before you get there. My aim, my prayer, my desire is that all of you sitting down here, we will end up in heaven. Don't lose your salvation. Don't lose heaven. Don't let anybody deceive you that heaven is not important. There are pastors who deceive people that heaven is not important. Some people even say there is no hell. But me, as long as I've seen it in the Bible, people say that in hell, the rich man lifted his eyes. As I've seen the word hell, it means it exists. The name hell, it exists. All of you. You do not want to see your friend in hell. Yeah. Your friend. Even to see you yourself in hell, you will not like it. Yeah. Psalm 126, verse 6. He said, he that goeth forth and reapeth, bearing precious seeds, shall doubtlessly come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You will rejoice. One day when you get to heaven, you see that, hey, this guy, I witnessed to him and brought him to Christ. You'll be happy. You will certainly be happy. You'll be happy. But you'll be very sad. So this guy in hell, when we're on earth, I knew him. Yeah. I wanted to talk to her, to give her life to Christ, but I was shy. And I'm saying that when you make a decision to be in hell, that's it. You can't come back. The rich man and Lazarus that Jesus told us some time ago, the rich man, he is still in hell right now. He's there. He's burning. and some of you go and meet him. He's been, it's not like you'll be in the fire for some time, then they'll come and remove you. No, you'll be in. That's why sometimes when you die early and you are going to hell, you'll be suffering before the rest will come and join you. That's sometimes when people die, we cry. But we don't know where the person, the man is a drunkard. He has never given his life to Christ. He's been sorting pastors, insulting church. Now he has died. We are afraid. Because you see, Anu, he will suffer before you go and join him. But why do you want Juanita to go to hell? Juanita, why is that the people don't like you like that? My own quarister, Juanita, don't mind them. You go to hell, Bia, You go to hell. It's them on that will go to hell. Yeah. Hell is not a nice place. You will see what a day of rejoicing that there will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout the victory. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the we will profess as a plea when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing. You see, this song is very deceptive. All of us will not get to heaven. At least I know 6 people here who go to hell. Some of you praying that the book that our names are in, the book should get lost. It will not get lost. Last week I spoke with Peter. He said he's now using iPad. It won't get frozen. Yeah. So when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. Stop. We will all not see Jesus. All of us are not going to see Jesus. Some of you are going to see Satan. Oh, cry. Now, if you are in hell, you are going to see Jesus to do what? If you end up in hell, where are you going to see Jesus at? Unless you watch him on the screen. Now, heaven cry, no. Hell cry, no. TV, no. You better give your life to Christ. She said heaven. Now, hell, Brian, Bruno. Michael Jackson will be there. Who told you Michael Jackson is in hell? Who did it now? Yeah. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout the victory.
Yeah.
The victory is not all of us. Yeah. It's not all of us. It's never, never, never all of us. We will rejoice. Those of us going to heaven will rejoice. I charge you this morning to speak to your friends, to speak to somebody, to deliver somebody from hell, to speak to somebody about heaven and hell. To win a soul, speak to your brother, speak to the guy who is sitting by you in class, speak to your friend who you eat with. Ekuya, look, I think that you should give your life to Christ properly. This thing you say, they don't like church, you won't go to church, you won't serve God. I don't think you are doing something great. Yeah. Speak to somebody. Win a soul for God today by force. Winners. Next one. You must be a soul winner because we cannot escape if we neglect this great salvation, we cannot escape. We cannot escape. Hebrews 2 verse 3. No greater way of escape can be provided. Hebrews 2 verse 3 said that, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews 2 verse 3. How shall we escape? How shall we escape? How shall we escape? Brothers and sisters, there is no way of escape. When you die, there is no way to escape. All of you sitting down here, you've had somebody in your class or your school who have died before. When I was in school, my junior died. Two of them died. Yeah. After university, one of our classmates died. Where I work, one of my nurses died. People are dying, though. If you go to adult church, you go to the back. Some people used to come to church here, they are dead. They've put their flyers on the notice board there. Some of them will be burying them in 2 weeks' time. Now, the fact that you come to church doesn't mean that you are saved, though. No. Coming to church. Coming, it's like telling me that because you sleep in the garage, you are a car. No. No. Mr. Let us intensify our soul winning ability. Priscilla, to speak to, you see, that's when you are speaking to somebody, you must speak with passion. Look, I think let's take this church thing seriously. Speak to somebody. Speak to your friend. Speak to your sisters. Speak to your classmates. Speak to somebody today about Christ. Win a soul. Win a soul. Very important. Win a soul. We cannot be here and you have not won any soul. Say amen. I say may God help us to win a soul. I say may God help us to win a soul. May you become a soul winner. Yeah. May you become a soul winner. When God looks at you, may God be proud of you. Say, oh, my son is a soul winner. My daughter is a soul winner. Next week, we'll gather here again. Don't come like this. Hold somebody's hand and come with a person. Speak to somebody. Erajwa, my uncle is sorry. What? Erajwa, my uncle is sorry. The best stage of your life to know Christ is now. This is it. This is. You see, don't wait till you become an old lady who cannot do anything. You are now struggling to say the sinner's prayer. So plenty of people waste their lives. They waste their lives. A life without Jesus is a wasted life. I'm telling you. I'm not too old, but I've seen few things in life. I've seen how young people even struggle. Struggle. May you not be part. Listen, those of you who say you are Christians, be a Christian. Be a spiritual person. Serve God with your heart. Put church aside. No, put church aside. Love God. Serve God. I've come to church so that they know that I have come. Ooh. As you have come today to church, what will happen to me? If you don't come, there are people who are not in church today. Do you think I will not eat today? I will eat. This is this is the stage of your life that you don't have to fake. There's nothing to fake. There's nothing to pretend about. Hey, it's either you love God or you don't love God. That's it. You see, and nobody in the matters of love, nobody can force you. In the matters of love, nobody can force you. That's why you cannot force somebody to love you. That's why Jesus is forcing you. God is not forcing you to love him. Love is like it's a heart thing. Yeah, I love God. Yeah, you choose who you love. You choose who you love. I can't force Shelley to love me. How? It's not possible. It's not possible. So I want you to love God genuinely from your heart as you are growing up. Not because of what you get from God. Not because of anything. But you love him. You serve him. Be a Christian. Somebody should look at you and say that this girl, she's a Christian. Some of you don't even reflect the God you serve in your school. When you walk out of this room, that's it. Your lifestyle is different when you walk out. The way you even speak, the way you insult, the way you talk. Some of you, as I'm preaching, boys are texting you, when are you coming? No problem. You can pretend for a while. One day. Yeah. When we're in university, we're a lot. Our class, we're a lot. And we're going somewhere. Some party be, they say some association, something be. And I was sitting down. And the guy came to sit by me. That guy, I knew him. He was my classmate. But he didn't know I'm in the same class with him. When he sat down, I said, how are you? He said, he's fine. I said, you are in first year, right? He said, yes. Me too, I'm in first year. So you're in first year. I said, take your study seriously. He said, yes. Yes, senior. Hey. Started advising. I said, look, this school here, you have to learn. He said, yes, senior. I said, very soon you get to final year, you write your exam. He said, yes, senior. Hey. We were the guy here, my classmate, but he doesn't know. After he said, yes, senior, everything. Then we got where we're doing the party. I called him. I said, go and bring me a drink. He went to bring the drink. My classmate, I was sending him. So please, the things here. I use the guy. Now, this is a problem. Monday, we'll go to class. I have to start hiding from him. Yes, because if he see that, I miss him. So when I see the guy, then I... I dodged the guy. One day. Even the term didn't end. The semester didn't end. We wrote exams. I think he finished first. Instead of him to go, he didn't go. He was standing at the lobby. Then when I came, I was coming. He saw. He said, hey, you are my class. I said, come on for there. If I'm your class, what does? You see, you cannot pretend forever. How long am I going to be pretending and be dodging this boy for 4 years? 4 years? The guy was sure. He said, hey. So you're my classmate. I said, oh, come up for that. Come up for your classmate. What does it mean? Yeah. After advising him, he said, yes, senior. I was sending him. Go and bring drink. He was running. It was time for food. I said, go and join the queue. I'm coming. Went to join the queue. He brought my food before he went to collect his own. Hey! You have seen senior. Senior has sent you. You go. Senior has sent you. You go. Yeah. You can't pretend. Look, when it comes to God, God, as he stopped, he can see all of us. He can even see our heart. Those of you who are here today, that you know that, like deep down, you don't love God. God knows. He knows. As you are sitting down here, some of you are planning that, look, this church, you know. Some of you today, somebody convinced you to be here. Oh, Charlie, like church, you know, what's up? You see, look, this what's up, there is an end to it. I always use Annette's boyfriend. What's his name? Is it Kofi or something? Our guy who died. Yo, come up for this, your boyfriend. When the boy has died, you say it's not your boyfriend. When you say you should come to church, that I used to be in the classroom there. When you say you should come to church, like this, no. Oh, Charlie, what's up? When you can wear some dirty singlet to be on bushy. Oh, Pastor, he died Tuesday. He died. When we're burying him, there was no even pastor to bury him. Say, Abra, oh boy, you know, Pastor Ben, his uncle, he was, put him inside the grave and they pour sand on him. 17 years, you can go. 16 years, you can go. I was in the hospital when they lifted an 8-year-old man baby like this. He died. They put him in the dustbin and they... Oh, stop. So look, serve God. You see, you can live at this earth. You can live at any time. Floris, you can live. You see, this thing like we do. Oh, girls like Chalimia be hard, girl. It's okay. There's something that can make you soft. God can say, today, come. That's it. We that we are here, we just cry and all that. But when God says, it's over, what do you do? What do you do? Like, some of you are here, say, look, sing for God. Some of you feel that, like, when you join the choir like this, then Ecobank credit my account with 2,000. And when you join the choir, you are singing like this, then Ecobank force it. Oh, voice here, then. My entire pastor, Nuka. No. To have something to do for God. You see, sometimes, you also need evidence. Oh, Erade. Now, say, I'm going to go to the choir. Now, mommy. Eh? Ode fami tu eyi kra ponu. Eh? Ode mami dormitory bi wo heavy. Eye, why? Se single room na me nyaka ode mami dormitory. Eh? Dormitory for no make come where ye. It's better to be in dormitory in heaven than to be in self contained in hell. Ode be hun. Ko drew heaven, ko drew. Yeah, se dormitory nyina ye wo dormitory. Obi di ni gari beba. Se also untia tight. Tight se untia. Eyi offering so untia se. Enti ye kwa sika odi be didi wo hokra o ofre no na ye bwa bwa no isua no be no enti kofi twe ma eja na wa mamu gari bi nu na eja na mu da check mu level enu kra bo ye na hell no hell no man simple hell na man she be ne wo. I pray may you become a soul winner. Anybody who wins soul, there is something we call a crown of life. You will receive a crown. You will receive a crown. When you win souls, you become God's favorite child. Those of you who are your favorite children, who are your parents' favorite children, you know. You know that when somebody beat you and you go and say no, they will insult the person. Yeah, if you are a favorite child, you can see, if you are siblings, even if you are 3, 2, you can see that they operate, they like one person. That child, anything he asks, those people, they can enter your parents, they can enter their parents without knocking. They won't say anything. You, they're going to enter and see. You go and enter. Even knock for you, see. Where is that? They should come and leave here, clear off. So that favorite child, he or she is the one we send. Hey, go and tell mommy we are all hungry. Or go and tell mommy you are hungry. Because they can't give you only food and leave us. Go and tell mommy that they say we are going for a sketch and you would like to go. No, we there, but you want to go some. And because he's go, that little one, she wants to go, they'll have to pay for all of us so that you go and take care of him. That's how it is. Because if you go and say a sketch, the money for the sketch, we can use to fuel gas, we can buy electricity. We can use to pay your auntie who has died. We can pay rent. You are going for excursion. But that little one, the same amount, but it's not a problem. Don't pay. Hey, this young one, we're going. Joy came to tell me, hey, I'm going. You meet Jonathan, you, I don't know. But me, I'm going. I say, hey, you are going. He said, you go with you. He said, me, I don't care. Me, I have my money already. My mother said she'll send the money. I say, hey. So your elder, sibling, they don't care about them. He said, me, I don't care, because usually if I go and I ask only my own. I say, hey, Joel, ask only your own. Yeah. May you become God's favorite child. When you win, so when God see that, hey, this guy, this girl, you are bringing people from hell. You become God's favorite child. You watch and see. You will see how blessings will follow you. You will become a star. That's what I was explaining. You will become a star. God will see you as a star. Nobody. When we are playing ball and captain falls down, we have to whistle. Captain has fallen down, we have to whistle. Even some matches when we are playing, the valuable players, they remove them before the match ends. Sometimes they don't know why they bring somebody 2 minutes to time. It's because we are removing a star player to come and sit down. I'll give you 2 minutes. We don't give star player 2 minutes. Hey, I can Bob Bona. See, Kudus, you come and play 2 minutes. Hey, Ade. It's not possible like that. Kudus, our star boy. Homeboy Kudus like this. No. There are some players in Chelsea. You don't even know their name. I think this week Chelsea has done something. Chelsea for Mamuyako. Why are they? You are not coming. You are Paul. Hey, Jack. We are sure I had an over. May you become a star boy. May you become a star girl. May heaven be proud of you. I said, may heaven be proud of you. I said, may heaven be proud of you. Heaven will be proud of you. Me, I know heaven is proud of me. May heaven be proud of you also. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet and clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. And let's pray. Your clapping is very weak. Clap for Jesus. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, may you help us to become soul winners. May we win souls for you. May we have the desire, the strength, the energy to win souls for you. All eyes closed, all heads bow. If you are here this afternoon, you are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to say, Pastor, I've heard whatever you have preached. I've heard the word this afternoon. And I believe that the life I am living is not a life that is worthy of somebody that will make it to heaven. I want to give my life to Christ again. And I want you to lead me to Christ. Pastor, please help me. If you are here like that, lift up your hands and I'll pray with you. Lift up your hands and I'll pray with you. Yes. Yes. Lift up your hands. Manto satabra kaza to rabandabra leko si kabra kozatabra sikebe karaba daba satabra. Yes, kelemu siaba daribu sikete ma robo si kabra male kaza to rabadabra taribu sikebia le bro sika ladabaya. Touch our hearts, oh God. Touch our hearts, Lord. Touch our hearts. Sing it. Lift up your hands, everybody. And sing it. Marako zebre sekerebu shandabaya. Haba zato bazeke telebu shiaba karaba turibe. Malatori bazate preseke berebo sandabra kabala basuya. Yes, Kabadibi. Marobo sikabra dabalaba. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Father, for showing us mercy. In Jesus' name. We pray that, Lord, we will not deviate. We pray that, Lord, we will not go astray. But, Lord, we will live our lives. A life that you accept. A life that you are pleased with. Father, hold our hands and cause us never to shift to the left or to the right. We pray. May your love keep us. In Jesus' name. The desire to talk to others about you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We are now in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.